Resorts World unveils largest integrated resort plan in NY. Resorts World New York City has submitted a $5.5 billion plan to transform the Aqueduct site into a massive entertainment hub. The proposal, which was presented to the Community Advisory Committee, CAC, on July 21, is the largest so far, dwarfing other bids in terms of site size, build area, and casino floor area. The proposed development would turn the Aqueduct site into a premier entertainment destination, featuring a 5.6 million square foot integrated market with 6,000 slot machines, 800 gaming tables, 2,000 hotel rooms, a 7,000 seat arena, over 7,000 parking spaces, more than 30 dining options, a spa, and over a dozen acres of community green space. The project is expected to generate up to 24,000 jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue for the state and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA. Additionally, it will provide a range of benefits to the local community, where Resorts World has been a resident since 2011. Poised to start construction. During the presentation, Resorts World claimed that the project could be up and running as early as July 2026. With all necessary land use approvals already in place, the company said it is ready to break ground the day it receives a license. Quote, "We're proud to have grown with the Queens community for nearly 15 years. What the CAC heard today was a vision for a transformative project that will be a game changer for this borough, the city, and the state. Since Resorts World was granted operations of the Aqueduct site in 2010, we have sought to be a neighbor that Queens deserves, providing 1,000 good union jobs, invested millions of dollars into our neighbors, and built everlasting bonds with the community. But we also made them a promise to do more in every sense of the term, and today's proposal lays out just how we will." Robert DeSalvio, president of Genting Americas East. Resorts World New York City's bid is one of eight proposals vying for one of the three downstate casino licenses in New York. Other major companies in the race include MGM Resorts, SL Green with Roc Nation, Caesars Entertainment, and New York Mets owner Steve Cohen with Hard Rock International. For their proposals to move forward, these companies must secure approval from the CAC by September 30. Final licensing decisions will be revealed before the end of the year.